You know, the protest in Canada with the truckers getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there was. You always try and look for something amusing out of that. One of the amusing stories, apparently there was a guy who wanted to make his point coinciding with the protest. So this is serious. I mean, you don't want this happening. So he called in a bomb threat to the law enforcement in Ottawa. Unfortunately, he called a village in Ohio, that's Ottawa, and offered up the bomb threat there. The sheriff's department in Putnam County, Ohio, where the village of Ottawa is located, says the guy made a bomb threat, and they're like, well, what are you talking about? Truckers, but we don't.
Not here.
guy hung up, and then in a second call, told the police he had been shot. And the police are like, started investigating and realized, okay, here's some guy trying to get some attention, trying to divert the police and authorities. Mm-hmm. And he is, so far it doesn't say, it just says that the prosecutor is looking at charges against the man for false accusations and things like that.
Right, yes.
If you're going to be making threats, make sure you have the right geographic location.
Yeah.
Ottawa, right. Ohio.
Not it.
Not
the right place.
In New Zealand. They have had some protests going on, and it says here they have been voicing opposition to vaccine mandates, inspired, they say, because they had some people at the parliament location in the past week in Wellington that have some truckers and things like that. But they've had people who are camping out on the grounds there, and so they have been trying to fight back. But I give good credit to the protesters in New Zealand. So, for example, in the past week, the sprinklers where they camped, they were camping on the lawn. The sprinklers were turned on to try and, you know, flood them out. The protesters responded by digging trenches and installing makeshift drain lines to divert the water away from their campgrounds.
Oh, very resourceful.
They were hit by a downpour over the weekend, but that didn't stop them either. They brought in bales of straw to put on the ground to make sure that they were able to still maintain their campgrounds. And then the people who are trying to fight back against the protesters decided to come up with another type of way to make the protesters uncomfortable. And you, of course, know what happened. The sound systems came out, and they started blasting this.
Oh, no.
You talk about blasting some old-sounding music.
No, there you go.
Yeah.
That would make me move.
Well, and it doesn't say here in the story, but I'm wondering, as resourceful as these protesters were, I'm guessing they probably started dancing the Macarena.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
Apparently, it didn't make the protesters budge.
Chicken dance next?
Yeah.
No. What came next was this.
You know I can't.
They started using Barry Manilow. Now, if I'm protesting, I'm saying, bring on the whole soundtrack. I'll sing along. According to the story, the resourceful protesters apparently had their own sound system.
Of course.
So they started blasting back their own music, and they fought back with this. I said, they fought
silence.
Back with
yes,
this.
Silence, yes. I like that note.
Let's try one more time.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
All right. So
they started blasting back Twisted Sister.
All right, Charlie. You have two tickets. Barry Manilow or Twisted Sister?
Oh, I'm sorry. Manilow came first.
Oh, sorry, D. Oh, D. Snyder's not going to be happy with you.
I'm going to go say Barry. Protest was seriousness, and I get that, but at least some fun was being had. I'm just trying to imagine how frustrated those who were trying to clear the protesters out are. What are we going to do next? What are the protesters going to come up with next?
So was Barry Manilow playing while Twisted Sister was playing?
Yeah, if I understand correctly,
walking in the middle of that.
They had their competing sound systems there.
You'd be losing your balance.